Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
I gotta get a girlfriend. Get a girlfriend. I gotta get new clothes so I can get a girlfriend. Start clipping my toes so I can get a girlfriend. Get some work done on my nose so I can get a girlfriend. Stop wearing pantyhose so I can get a girlfriend. 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 I'm even willing to pay someone to say that they're my girlfriend. People start to think you're gay when you've never had a girlfriend. I'd buy flowers every day if I had a girlfriend. I wouldn't be like OJ and kill my girlfriend. 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 I'm gonna change the key so I can get a girlfriend. Start having sex for free with my girlfriend. She could even have VD if she was my girlfriend. It might hurt when I pee, but at least I'd have a girlfriend. 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 It's getting catchy.
Oh, yeah.
Girlfriend. Okay. Girlfriend. And then this kind of breaks it up. This is sort of the bridge part here.
Yeah.
We could do lots of crazy things, like I could pull her ears out and say, hey, look, guys, it's Dumbo. And she'd say, who are you and how'd you get into my house?
Yeah.
Hello, do I have to sink to get me a girlfriend? Put something in her drink, and she could be my girlfriend. I didn't say she had to think that she was my girlfriend. Just don't put me in the clink, or I'll be someone else's girlfriend. 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 I gotta get a computer so I can get a girlfriend. I might as well be neutered, cause I've never had a girlfriend. I hope she has big hooters for her to be my girlfriend. But then beggars can't be choosers, so anyone can be my girlfriend. We got another bridge part.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do lots of silly things, like I'd say knock knock and she'd say who's there, and I'd say yeah and she'd say yahoo, and I'd say that's pretty funny
And she'd say, that's kind of cheesy.
Still kind of working on the rhyme on that one. I want to be like Bob and Tom. Then I'd probably have a girlfriend. Or if something rhymed with Bob and Tom, then I'd still have a girlfriend. I want to be like Chick. Hey! Have two or three girlfriends. And then I could play with my... And then I'm trying to come up with a
rhyme for Chick.
Rhyme, yeah. I don't know. It's a one-syllable word.
That's a tough one.
That rhymes with Chick?
Slick.
Girlfriend. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
On the screen, there's Al Jackson. Old Sweet Face. Yeah. He's here.
Well, hello. Al looks like he's going to be in the cast of the new Babylon 5.
Yeah.
You got a spacesuit on?
Kind of an MC Hammer look.
It's a tracksuit,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, it's the Puma tracksuit. Right. Tom, I've tried to tell you. For a couple years now on the show, I'm in the tracksuit phase of my life, and I'm very happy with it.
Good.
I come home. I'm in. I really. My goal is just to be the whatever the equivalent to a Russian gangster is. Just I want to have a different color Adidas tracksuit or Puma tracksuit every day, and just as soon as I get home, tracksuit. Don't think about it. That's where I am.
We can call you Oligarch.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
I think you should go by Oligarch from now on.
Well, I think I bought it. I was in. No one else.
Josh, I like it. I feel like you have to have a couple bodies on you before you have that name, and everybody in the neighborhood calls you that. Mm-hmm. So everybody has. You have to have at least a couple confirmed kills, but there's no body. It's just like everybody knows
right,
what happened.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I wanted just to go back. We've been doing a lot of really obscure things today, Al Jackson. Michael Steele, the Republican guy, looks just like the guy from Digital Underground. The late Shock G.
That's hilarious. You're talking about Shock G.
Yeah, look at this
picture. First of all, he does.
Look at that picture. Looks just like him.
He looks like him, and it's funny because they're the equivalent. They've led very different lives.
Yeah.
But you know, Shock G, like really, and I said this on our show when he passed away, because I think a lot of people don't really, they just kind of know the Humpty Dance. But he was the first kind of goofy rapper that made it, and for kids like me that were like not super hood like Ice Cube or good looking like LL Cool J, like he like showed me like I had a place in entertainment. It's just this goofy guy, because that's how I felt. Like everybody just dance and have fun, and like I wasn't like let's go shoot people. I was like I don't even know how. I don't know where to go buy a gun.
Well,
like I need to go. A lot of kids are just like I don't know. I know I'll never have two girls on each arm walking in the nightclub, and I don't even know if I want that.
Al
I just
Jackson,
want to wear a fur hat and dance.
I'm going to tell you, Josh is going to get embarrassed, but he does a great impersonation of Shock G. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's dead on.
Now we were talking about him. Let me just say real quick, because we had a story about a Humpty Dumpty sculpture. The statue that it was stolen in Madison, Wisconsin. This will probably come up today on your TV show.
Yeah.
Daily Blast Live.
I bet it doesn't. I bet it doesn't.
If one of your producers stayed up all night doing cocaine, this would be a story you'll do.
You'll probably have to spend the whole show talking about Britney Spears. But the point is, Humpty Dumpty got us talking about, of course, the Humpty Dance. Let me play, just for those that forget what it is, let me just play a little bit of this here for you.
I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girl's pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your
dance. You get the idea. Very funny.
I love that, Al, because not only is he saying, hey, you can be wacky and silly and have a place, but he's like, and by the way, ladies love me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sexy, silly.
Yeah. Now,
and Josh, I think guys like us like just realize like, oh, there are a lot of women like a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And it just like that really helped. Not to get all serious, but I remember one of my friends told me one time, because I was like, oh, I'm never gonna get girls. And he was like, dude, you're funny. Go, that's your thing. He's basically saying you're not a model, but you have another lane.
Well,
and it really helped me to have confidence. Like, just go be funny and be goofy.
They say it's that disarming. At first. They always say that at first, Al, and then they say you're not funny anymore.
See, usually, her lawyer says that you're not funny anymore.
Laugh it up with my lawyer.
Yeah. Do they look at you and say, "All right, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin"?
There you go.
Huh?
That's little Shock G.
There you go.
Rest in peace.
So we hope that they find the Humpty Dumpty
sculpture.
Statue. Oh, okay, Tom, but I feel like we're just glazing over this. If we're going to talk about this, let's get into the story. What would motivate a human to steal that?
And if you've seen it, you'd even say,
yeah, there are two guys. It's probably sitting in some frat house. Yeah, this was in Madison, Wisconsin, but they've got security cameras. These guys are probably going to catch them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's just sort of a comical, hey, let's go steal the Humpty Dump statue.
How big is it?
I can't tell. Looks like it's a couple feet high.
But not too big. Two men
carry it. Yeah,
oh, yeah. So,
a guy I went to high school with stole a gumball machine out of a restaurant. It was by the front door. He just picked it up and took it just because he wanted to.
Wow.
What?
Had no need for it.
Did he get caught?
No.
Yeah. Well,
it was me. I got that.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Now, Al, as I mentioned, is one of the stars of... you had the day off yesterday, by the way?
I did the two early shows. I didn't do the late one. I'm actually going to be off tomorrow as well because I'll be in Dubuque, Iowa at the Comedy Bar this weekend, Friday and Saturday. But, I had the day off yesterday for the big show.
Yeah, because I was watching.
I'll be there today.
You weren't there.
You make me sound like a deadbeat dad.
Oh,
I was waiting on the porch.
So you're
just like I do every Christmas.
You're on stage.
Yeah, I've been there.
You're on stage.
No. Al, this is supposed to be fun, not sad.
Al, it's time for you to educate me. I need some new words, some new lingo, if you will.
Edumacate.
I like it.
Now, you need to know that I'm no longer riding dirty. My license plate arrived, so... I was,
you were barely riding dirty.
Right.
Because I fought the law and the law.
Barely riding dirty in your Range Rover. Give me a break.
I imagine there's some scoff laws running
around. What's the official color of that thing? Man, I like that
it's
color.
Nice. It's nice.
Like steel gray.
Nice used gray and car. Black.
Really nice. Can I have that car? Can you get that?
Christy, as Tom was talking, I was like, I started doing the obvious comparison to Breaking Bad. Because I was like, could Tom run a drug ring?
No.
And
he'd be shot the first day.
No.
he'd get bogged down in the planning, and it would never happen.
Yeah.
But, okay, if we were going to put Tom in a position where he was going to run a drug ring, we have to put the myth out there that he's ruthless. But he doesn't seem like it. That way, his normal persona would be like, oh, this guy's quiet. He doesn't speak very loud, but that's because he carries a big stick, which he's heard.
Like the guy who ran the chicken restaurant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gustavo Fring.
Yeah. Al, here's why I think it wouldn't work. He would go to the first meeting, and he'd be trying to sell drugs to someone and go, okay, I've got your jazz lettuce and your cheddar powder. And they'd go, shut your mouth. Yeah. What's cheddar powder?
But that, you know, that would make people think that he's crazy. And that's one of the things you want people to think when you're in jail is like nobody else in this line of work talks like this. What makes this guy so confident? And it must be that he's got a bunch of goons with him or something, or he's an insane person. Because everybody else would be trying to like talk street and Tom wouldn't.
Now, can I still refer to my fellows as my posse, or is that dated?
That would be dated, but I just think you would be such an anomaly. You know how like somebody like a tourist will go to Australia and accidentally leave a gerbil behind? and like it's not native to the region and it doesn't belong there. That's how you would be in the drug game. Like, you don't belong there, and you would be so strange the rest of the ecosystem wouldn't know what to do with you. I think it would work. Or, like Josh said, you'd be killed in minutes.
It would be one or the other. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. Thank you very much. Well, give me some new lingo for my new job.
All right, Tom, we're going to start off with one of my first words, especially since we were talking about the Humpty Dance. Let's go a little retro, a little old school. Tom, if I said something was like, whoa, what could I be talking about?
Like, whoa.
W-H-O-A.
Whoa.
I assume it means, okay, we got to stop this.
Oh, like, like you're talking to your horse?
Horse is the center of all urban communities.
That's right. So you're on your way to the Wells Fargo office to send a telegram, and the horse is going too fast.
Okay, whoa. So is it woe like the other meaning of woe? Like, woe is me?
No.
I was
not at all
talking to Shirley, and like, whoa, she said, I'm moving on.
I'm talking to Shirley.
Woe is me.
Shirley. Just picked a name out of
you have an old hat. Yes, and that hat was a derby hat. That's how old that name is.
So, okay, so it's not woe like horsey, and it's not woe like woe is me.
No.
Okay. Al, could you say she had an ass like woe?
Absolutely. Okay. You could. You absolutely could.
Oh, so it means that it can't be put into words. It's just out there so much. Like, whoa.
It's one of those words that, and Josh, you know, I'm sure that there was a, I think this might have been before Willie G's time. There's a rapper named Black Robin. He had a song called Woe that was super, super popular. And Woe was one of those words that you could kind of use almost like yo, where it just kind of stands for everything where you're like, I saw this girl. I was like, whoa. You know, my friend pulled up in a new car and I was like, whoa. It's like one of those words that like you can kind of. And what would you say the equivalent for that would be outside of hip hop?
That's impressive. I'm cool. Impressed. You know, that's that kind of thing.
Or like, yeah, really great.
Or
like
even a dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude is the perfect thing. Yeah. Like, I was like, yo, that's my ex-girlfriend. Why are you dating her? Dude. Like, yeah, a dude could stand for so many different things.
What about
Tom? Can you give us a three?
Forget about it. How about forget about it?
Sure. That is similar.
Yeah. It definitely is. Yeah, you can say that. In it's funny how these every kind of subculture it kind of picks this one word and is like, how about this word just means everything?
Yeah, Smurf. Oh.
is it still actively in use or is it has it passed?
No, woe went away, sadly, a couple summers after, but it was one of the woe is one of those songs, and I don't, you know, and I'm one of those guys, I don't mind showing my age. I think it's awesome to be able to get older. What a gift. Woe is one of those songs that, like, really defines my early 20s, wild party and just in the car with your friends. And almost that romanticized time of pre-internet. Mm-hmm. So when you went out, you didn't go out to go stand in front of a building and be like, having fun with the ladies. Like, you just went out and had fun because you enjoyed life. And it wasn't like about like, well, what's the hashtag for this restaurant again? I can't. I hate that.
But Al, I don't think if you said, man, this girl walked by and she was like, whoa, I don't think anybody would scoff at you saying that.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. And I'm just talking about like kind of like every
day. She's hot. I mean, you see that walker? Like, whoa.
That's Shirley.
Shirley.
Stated,
yeah.
Stated, you see that.
Right.
Give me another one, Al.
All right, Tom. This is this is a little bit. We'll just see where you go with this one, Tom. If I told you that this bowl of oatmeal was double-cheeked up, what am I talking about?
Double-cheeked up.
Let's see now. Are we talking butt cheek?
Just one, I guess.
Yes. Like,
the only time you deal with one butt cheek is if you're a physician. Like,
But I mean, is this a reference to in the same category as Baby Got Back? Is that the
Double-cheeked? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, in other words.
Double-cheeked.
Yeah.
We know that we already did. We've done double-cheeked, but what was the bowl of oatmeal?
I don't know.
A white girl's ass.
Oh, no. That's an interesting guess. I never thought about oatmeal as white. I always think about cream of wheat. And again, you have to be a certain age to know cream of wheat and from the Midwest like me.
Or cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat.
That is a sketch on in living color.
Is that
cream of wheat would have killed.
Is that cream of wheat with brown sugar on top?
Mr. Javar,
yes.
We have your specialty. We named a dish after you.
Josh, that is such a great call. That would have killed the writer's room because you could just go... Forever. Yeah, it's such a...
In parenthetical comment, have you watched the Ali documentary?
Which one? There's a couple of them, I try and watch
that's correct. It's the one...
on PBS?
Now, the Ken Burns one. Jabbar makes a nice appearance real quick. That's good. Anyway, sorry, let's get back to reality here. What is it again?
Okay.
So what's the phrase again?
That bowl of oatmeal is double-cheeked up.
Double-cheeked up. Wow.
Huh.
It's a good thing, obviously.
Well, yeah. What, Tom, what is a bowl of oatmeal?
tasty, a fiber? Is this
mushy? Attaboy.
There's websites.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars. This time, Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.